Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sharing scary stories today on the show, a clock my grandparents had stopped at the exact same time on my grandfather's death certificate. The crazy part is my grandpa died in Florida and the clock is in their house in Michigan, closed up for the winter. No one was there. My grandma never touched or changed the clock. Sharing scary stories today because it is Halloween. So give us a call. Try to keep it short if you don't mind. Give us a call, 800-905-0989, or if you don't have time to do that, shoot me a short text. Thomas in Pelzer has a scary story. Hey, Thomas.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I bought a church about 4.5 years ago that was built in the 1800s, and my girlfriend and I, Selena Ween, we were restoring it, and one of the congregation people came by and said, "Oh, I'm glad somebody's restoring this church." And they said, "I got to tell you a story." And what it is, in 1960 or 59-60, they were all sitting in the congregation listening to the music. And there was this disruption in the back. And they had some swinging doors back there. And they looked back there and there was some boy dancing in the foyer area, stomping his shoes. And everybody turned around and looked, about 60 people. And he was dressed in the 1800s. He had knickers on and a hat. And he had this look on him. So they went, the deacons went to get him, and he disappeared. And it was a good haunted, but I have heard my name called 2 or 3 times. I'd be working on the church. We won an award for restoring the church, historical work in South Carolina. But there's a good spirit in the church. Everybody that walks into the church loves the church, but there's a spirit in the church, so it's a good spirit. So that's short. I love your show.
Thanks. Well, real quick, do you still have the church? Do you still own the church?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we turned it into a wedding chapel called Libby Street Wedding Chapel, and we keep everything historic, and people come to the church, and we decorated it back in the 1800s, so it's just a beautiful church. And I have 1932 and a 32 Cadillac that the brides drive off. And everybody loves it. We try to keep it the old, old look.
Yeah. That's really cool. I love
beautiful
old stuff.
Church.
That's really, really cool. I used to renovate old houses because I just love old stuff.
We bought the house next door to us that was built in 1883. And it's haunted by two women that go up and down the steps late at night. It's really cool. It's not scary, but it is cool.
That would I got to tell you, you said it's not scary. That would really creep me out. Texter writes, "Tira, my dad was in the hospital for a heart condition, and this is the story my brother tells me. As I am not there, my father was in bed and climbed out of bed as he saw a bright light. He went down the hall, and the nurses stopped him. Thankfully, we had a few more months with him, but in the end, it is in God's hands." Okay. You know, his story reminds me of one. My son, Crash, went through a phase where he absolutely loved black bears. So, of course, we went to Cades Cove. If you haven't been to Cades Cove, you need to go to Cades Cove. It is the coolest place, one of my favorite places to go. It's in the Tennessee section of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, right? So the bears are protected. They know they can't be shot. I don't know how they know, but it's like they know. So they just walk around like they own the place because they do. So people will drive through there to see the bears. This is great if you've got kids who love bears. They go through that bear phase. So you drive through there, right? And it's kind of like a big loop, and you drive around, you try to spot the bears. It's a lot of fun. Well, inside Cades Cove, it's also kind of almost like a living museum because there were settlers that really were pioneers, and they settled it. And if you, you know, if you go through there, they have the original cabins and homes that they built that they've, you know, had to obviously replace and renovate parts of, but it, they're still the original homes, original homesteads. You can see exactly how they lived. So I'm going there through there with Crash, and Crash is really young. And, we're in one of the homes. I'm in one of the rooms and I'm sort of looking through at him, and he's standing there and he's having a very vivid conversation with somebody I can't see. And I figure it's just another tourist, right? Because people moving through that. I figure there's another tourist in the room. And he's just chattering away, talking and talking. And you know, so I'm looking around the room and kind of, you know, half paying attention to it. And so finally I can't see half the room he's in, if that makes any sense, but I'm, you know, in this other room, it's a log cabinet. And he's just chattering away. He's like, I don't know, 5 or 6 maybe. And so I finally, you know, walk through the door to see who he's talking to. And I figure it's probably just another tourist. There's no one there. And I was like, Crash, bud, who are you talking to? And he points, he's like, her. And I'm like, what? There's nobody there, bud. And he's like, yeah, there is. And I went, whoa. So I, you know, just for the heck of it, I Googled it later. Just very curious. If you Google about Cades Cove, those homesteads are notoriously haunted. And I'm by far not the only one who's had an experience like that with whatever they are, entities, ghosts, I don't know, who actually talk to you. So that gave me the absolute chills. And after that, we didn't go into any more of them. I was like, you know, let's get going. And we were totally alone. There was nobody else there, you know, inside the cabin. So that's my scary story for Halloween. Love to hear yours. 800-905-0989. And I can't, it's just, I'm walking away from the cabin. I'm telling you, like, I'm telling him, like, there's no one there, bud. There was no one there. Yes, he insists there was a woman there and he was talking to her. Saw her plain as day. So telling scary stories for Halloween. We're going to do other stuff too on the show as well today, but just having a little bit of fun with it. Again, if you don't have time to call 800-905-0989, you can text.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.